Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thursday's markets, unimpressive, except for wheat. What's going on? Randy Martinson.
You know, we did kind of see the market try to, you know, start the overnight with some gains, but slowly faded. And then once the day session started, wheat came back again, and soybeans followed a little bit. Corn was the one reluctant, even though it had probably the best news with the export. You know, all three wheat were able to bounce to the plus side, led by Minneapolis. And actually for the week now, Minneapolis is leading. And now that is mainly due to that lower than expected, quite a bit lower than expected crop ratings that we saw in Tuesday's report.
Has China been in the market for U.S. crop?
They were. They were in buying soybeans at that time frame. They even bought a little bit of wheat, but they haven't really bought much corn here now for a while. And for that matter, not a lot of wheat, but a little bit. Okay. But they haven't booked anything for 2025 yet. So that's... We're right now, this is kind of odd that we're not seeing virtually no sales for 25 corn or soybeans on the books, or very little. And that is a little bit unnormal for this time frame. Normally we're seeing, you know, pretty good sales before the sales season comes around. They're just watching it right now. I mean, there's because of the tariffs and because of, you know, the uncertainty about the marketplace, nobody's really willing to go out and buy a bunch of grain right now and pay a 25% tariff, knowing that if they get a trade deal, that it would drop down to zero or a lot less. So a lot of countries are holding off on doing their purchasing until they get their trade deals done. Now, you know, that's getting disrupted again because of the court ruling that came in yesterday.
Later on AgriTalk, Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures.
I think yesterday you started to see throwing in the towel. I think you could make the case that that happened overnight and early this morning as well. If you're looking and grasping for silver linings, I think it would be the fact that we posted a session low within the first 20 minutes and then we're able to stabilize some. From, you know, the technical standpoint, a lot of weakness here. You know, we broke down below the 20-day moving average and below Friday's low, and that really kind of accelerated the selling this week. But I think we're at a point where we're at a value zone relative to where we were just a couple of weeks ago. So from a risk-reward standpoint, so long as we can defend those mid-May lows, I think there's value down here to recover. And I think you've got a halfway decent fundamental backdrop to that thesis as well. So it's attractive here, but certainly I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed in the action over the last week.
And then there's the still-on-fire cattle market.
The buyers are back, just kind of erasing two days of losses.
Yep.
For feeders especially, it feels like we're in a meat grinder. I mean, we are seeing some wide intraday ranges. It's still holding up relatively well. I would note that the higher velocity moves seem to be on the downswing. Those happen very, very quickly, and then you grind higher through a whole session. Yep. That's still a caution flag for me, especially working with a lot of folks that have that physical exposure. You got to have that protection on whether you like it or not. And futures are really tough to do that. I like looking at the options market for downside protection. And then live cattle demand just continues to be resilient here in 235 bids in Nebraska.
Huge day today, you know, and again, good cash trade. So really it comes down to is that, you know, the fundamentals continue to be extremely friendly on the cattle side. You know, we have tight supplies. Cash continues to trade above futures market. That's going to keep the futures from going down too much. Technicals aren't looking very pretty right now. When you look at the technical picture for feeder cattle, it shows that that's getting a little bit weak. But the cash market's leading this, and it keeps bringing buyers back into the market.
Today, we're talking end of the month and another weekend of no opportunity for market correction. Randy, do you expect a lot of activity today?
And not so much. I do think that we might see some positioning, a little better performance in corn as that's been down for 5 days, maybe for soybeans, maybe a little profit taking in the cattle markets. But I do think that it'll be pretty quiet. And then when we come to June, it's all going to be about what the long-term weather forecasts are saying.
Thank you, Randy. All right, and now let's check the short-term weather forecast on Inside Agriculture.